Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. It's Lisa here, and I'm your host for this for today's show, and I'm very excited to be joined by the Cozy Cabin podcast so we can chat all things Winterfest. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. Why don't you introduce yourself? I'm very excited to have you guys on. Tell us who you are, your names, and your podcast name, and tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Well, we are hanging out down at the Cozy Cabin most days.
Yep.
I'm Gina, and my good buddy here is Emily.
Hello, yes.
And we like to enjoy all things cozy.
Yes. Yeah.
So if it's cozy, like our favorite day would be a snowstorm, a good blanket, an adorable dog, and some Hallmark.
Yes. With some hot cocoa.
Yeah.
Fireplace burning.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see it all in my head. I mean, actually, I did put on my fuzzy robe because I knew we were going to. So I was like, oh, I got to get cozy. So I did. I put on my fuzzy
robe and
my coffee cups.
We have not talked about a fuzzy robe.
No, we have not.
No.
Yeah.
Fuzzy socks.
To do a theme.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Thanks for getting cozy with us.
And thanks for having us on.
Yes.
Yeah. So how did you guys get started? How long have you had your podcast?
We we have been friends for a long time.
Yes.
And we do this. In fact, we're both teachers and we would have meetings together where you and I would lead them.
Mm-hmm.
And people would say we should do a show together because we would pretty much entertain the crowd.
Right.
And we love Hallmark. We both absolutely adore Hallmark. So last Christmas, I went down to the library because she is like the best librarian ever.
Thank you.
So I went down there.
Very sweet.
And I said, hey, I got an idea. Let's do a podcast. And I am so grateful that my BFF jumps on any train that I am a part of.
And Gina always has these ideas. Like we have started a Quidditch team at the school. And it's always these things that other people are like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
And we're like, nah, let's do it.
Let's do this.
She'll text me. She's like, hey, I got an idea. I'm like, where are we going? What are we doing?
Yeah.
What's going on with this?
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have your own Hallmark movie. Y'all should just write your own. And
oh, that would be good.
We've talked about
that. We have. Yeah.
We've got ideas.
Yes. Y'all heard it here first, people. I'm bringing all the big scoops.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So I will say to the listeners that they already have covered on their podcast. They cover Hallmark movies like you wouldn't believe. So you got to check them out. And they were chatted about Winterfest, but I have not listened to them just because I wanted to come on this fresh. And I wanted to chat with these ladies about these Hallmark Winterfest movies that just ended, just wrapped up. We got 5 of them this year, which mm-hmm. I guess they were doing that to make up for the fact that we got sort of 2 for fall. Favorite movie season, and they just stripped them all away.
Took
them from us.
It was sad.
Mm-hmm. So they were like, here, have a bunch of Winterfest movies. Which is fine, because it's my second favorite season. Not counting Christmas. Christmas is its own
entity.
Giant behemoth thing.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about it, and I mean, I feel like they did a really great job this season, because Christmas was so great. And it was going to be a huge letdown if they didn't bring a good following
season.
That
first week of January is the worst.
Yeah.
And they, that's the only way I survived that first week was getting
Yeah.
They were like, we know. And so that's why we're giving you Tyler Hines and Lazy Sugar.
Yes. And thank you.
Two heavy hitters.
Yeah.
And reel you in. Yes. They know. They know us.
They did not disappoint.
No, they did not.
So overall, before we get into each one individually, overall, how would you rate Winterfest?
Oh, I would probably out of 5, I would give it a 4.5. I would think.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I would say a 4.23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Just because, I mean, it was solid, but there was a stinker.
Man,
there was
so
a stinker. Yeah.
I'm so excited to dive into these.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of, I feel like it was more good than bad, like a lot more good.
We'll agree.
We'll agree.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get in. Yeah. Should we dive in?
Let's do this.
All right. The first one on the slate is Winter in Veil, which came out January 4th, and it starred Lacey Chabert and Tyler Hines. It was directed by none other than Terry Ingram. And the summary is, I love these little summaries because they give either a full crazy, like, five paragraph summary or one sentence.
Right. Yeah.
So these are all very short, which cracks me up. Chelsea inherits a house in Vail. She meets Owen and gets a much needed break. Together, they put on strudel fest to highlight the charm of old Vail. And that's all we get.
Yeah. I feel like that's all we needed.
Yeah. I feel like strudel fest was enough.
You had me at strudel fest.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So overall, what did you think of Winter in Vail? Were you yay or not for me?
Oh my gosh.
We're big yays.
We're moving there.
Yeah.
Yes.
I loved it. I seriously am obsessed with Vail now. We, like, if anyone who's listened to our podcast, we're big German heritage fans.
Huge Germans.
Because we're from Cincinnati, so that's like a big deal here.
Right.
German. And so, like, all the little nods to the German culture.
Right. And, well, we both lived in Germany. We both lived in Bavaria.
Yes.
And so when Lacey started talking about Strudelfest, we both lost it. I don't even know how, because we refused to talk to each other until we do the podcast.
Right.
And I had my hand on my phone, and all I wanted to do was text you and say,
right,
it's Strudelfest.
Right. Because I think every town needs Strudelfest.
Exactly.
Because it was wonderful.
We actually thought of starting it in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is this a thing in Germany? Do they have Strudelfest there?
They have a lot of strudel.
They have lots of strudel.
And the
fests. They have lots of fests.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of Glühwein.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of, when on our podcast, we have made Glühwein a number of times.
Right.
Especially when we're feeling particularly cool, chilled to the bone, get some Glühwein out.
Yeah.
They mentioned that in this movie. We're fans.
Yeah.
And we love Lacey Chabert. Love her.
Yeah. You can't go wrong.
You cannot.
She's Hallmark queen, Hallmark royalty, so you can't go wrong there. And Tyler Hines is quickly moving up in the ranks as one of the major leading men of the channel. So together, you know, you knew already you couldn't go wrong. And what I really liked about this movie, which I'm sorry, y'all. I mean, I think if I lived in Germany, maybe I would feel different. But I thought Strudelfest was, it cracked me up just because it just seemed... out of nowhere. I mean, I enjoyed it, but the idea of it was hilarious to me that just all of a sudden Strudelfest. But I will say that this movie, what I really enjoyed about it is Lacey and Tyler together, they were delightful.
Yes,
they
looked
were.
Like they genuinely had fun on and off set, and that gave them like great chemistry. The story itself for me was okay, but I just really loved all their interactions, the way, you know, Tyler Hines has a great fast like comeback, like a, or under the breath, like snarky way, which just cracks me up.
He's very witty. He's very witty. And we talked about, like, you know, like the snow tubing down the hill was like a, you know, and then their cross country skiing, like it just seemed like they were just honestly having a good time together.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And their banter back and
their
forth
banter
was adorable.
It was adorable.
It was adorable. And their whole, and I guess I love that so much that I didn't care that the story could have had a little more. Honestly, Lacey Chabert, we could watch her sitting on a chair and still love it.
Yeah, we really would.
We would.
We would.
That's true. I mean, you know, overall, I really enjoyed it. I just, if it hadn't been for those two characters, if it had been a couple other, actors that maybe I didn't know as well, I think I would have been slightly bored, but they obviously brought it, you know,
brought it home,
raised the level. And I will say, Owen's dad, the guy who played Owen's dad, cracked me up. He was my favorite.
He was good.
My absolute favorite.
But you know who the worst was? Her friend. She was the worst.
It was terrible.
She was the worst.
When she broke in on the dance?
Yeah, right.
Awful.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we did not like our hurdle.
Read the room, lady.
Read the room.
That's what we said. Read the room.
That's what we said. Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
They're
in the middle of this intense dance, and she's like, "I'm sorry, I just need to stop this for a second. Let me break this up."
Sorry, am I on fire? Am I literally on fire right now? No, then you can wait.
Exactly. Yes. We're on the same page about that.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. Good. So what would you first of all, I want to know on each of these movies, because You know, they're all great and everybody has their happily ever after, but I like to think beyond the happily ever after. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, do you
think like that
they would stay together?
Oh, these two?
These two have, in Winter and Vale, his name is Owen, and what's her name? Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Chelsea and Owen would stay together.
Yes. In my Hallmark universe, they're 100%
together. 100%
together. They're running Vale at this point.
Uh-huh.
Right?
They're running Old Vale.
Old Vale.
He's like, she's the mayor.
Right. She's the mayor.
She's the mayor.
He's got a conglomerate of businesses.
Yes.
Right? Because remember, he was like construction. Restaurant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They're together.
They've got 2.5 kids.
Yes.
A golden retriever.
Oh, dang.
They're loving it.
I think so, too. I think that their back and forth banter means that probably in about 15 years, that'll get even more like old people bickering.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
It's charming. Yeah.
They would still, like, that's what would keep them together, keep the magic alive. So
right.
So, yeah. so you think they'd stay together? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. I do.
I think more importantly, though, Strudelfest would stay together.
Listen, we didn't even discuss the fact that that was A+ promotion.
Oh, yeah.
On that Strudelfest.
It was.
The graphics were on point.
Those graphics were on point.
Now, that's what I do now for a career.
Oh.
I'm a graphic designer, and I do a lot of layout work and a lot of promotional work. And so whenever stuff like this pops up, I eagle eye it. And yeah.
So what did you think? Yeah.
I was on board with the layout. I zoomed in. I looked at fonts and color choices.
Okay. So
that
thank
sounds
you.
Like you.
Yes. Yeah. Because I have a graphic design background as well.
Yes.
Okay.
And so
you know what it's about.
So I did. And I did the exact same thing. We, Emily's husband has a graphic background too, so we are constantly talking fonts.
Because I had an issue that she just whipped that up in one day.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, you could do it.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
She probably used Canva, but whatever.
I love Canva.
No, she's an illustrator girl.
Yeah.
Lacey Chabert doesn't do Canva.
Illustrator and baker, both at the same time. Yeah.
Yes, she's probably got that Adobe subscription. okay. So how many crowns would you give this one out of 5?
Oh, this is a big one. Yeah. I'm going to go with like 4.8.
Yeah, I would say 4.75.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
I did too.
I enjoyed it.
I've already seen it 4 times.
I will say, full disclosure, we're fast and loose with the... We really are. Like, they slap Lacey Chabert on it. We're like, 5.0.
We haven't even seen it yet.
You're like, all right.
Yes.
That's fine.
We don't have... I mean, I do have discerning taste. Gina does too. But when it comes to Lacey...
I really thought you were going to say I didn't.
No. We discussed this. We were a little too lenient. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying now I feel kind of bad.
No.
It's okay. So what's your rating?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm throwing out a 3.25.
Ooh.
That's good for me.
That's good for her. We need to talk to her more often.
Yeah.
I think we need you to knock us down a little.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Maybe we should present our ratings to Lisa before we
go on.
Yes,
ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
You girls are too loose with this.
Well, you know, again, a lot of it was because they had really good chemistry. Maybe I can meet to talk tire.
Okay.
We'll do it.
What's it going to take to get you up to a 4.0?
Yeah, I'm just, y'all are gonna die when y'all find out what my higher rating movies are.
Oh no.
I cannot wait. I'm excited.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
keep this trend going. Let's see. Next is Love in Winterland, which was came out on January 11th, and it starred Italia Ricci, Chad Michael Murray, and Jack Turner. And it was directed by Pat Williams. And the summary is, Allie, a final contestant on a dating show, must face her high school sweetheart when she is chosen for the hometown date. So, ladies.
Yeah.
What's your overall thoughts on this one?
I am a huge, I adore Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah.
I think he is very funny. I think he brings a lot, a really good, he brings comedy to Hallmark movies. Typically, they're not very strong on the comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he does a really good job of inserting those elements. I loved, Right Before Christmas. I thought he did a great job on that one.
Yeah.
So I adore him.
He, I like him in spite of, like, I don't want to like him.
Yeah.
I just feel like, because he seems like he has this attitude of, like, he's so cool. He's such a cool guy. But I really, I do enjoy him. I'm like, because my first name to come to my mind with Hallmark now is Chad Michael Murray or Andrew Walker.
Yeah, I know.
Don't get me wrong.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, that's, I lean more that way, I guess. And I thought Italia Ricci was really good in this.
She was.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I am not a fan of The Bachelor. I want to say this.
Mm-hmm. Like, neither am I.
Yeah. But I thought that that was a cute little device for this one.
Mm-hmm.
The background of The Bachelor. Yeah. So,
good. So overall, you guys liked it?
Pretty good, yeah.
Pretty good, yeah. We liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I feel really bad, but this is why I like this debate. Yes, because I thought it was terrible.
Oh, no.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
People are so split on this. They either liked it or they really hated it.
Okay. I thought the idea of it, the concept was really cool.
Uh-huh.
But it baffled me that she was one of two finalists. And the entire time, everyone knew she really didn't want to be there. Everyone knew that she was just doing this for promo. Why in the world would he pick her to be the last woman standing so he can maybe find love? And I was just like, what is happening? And then they go to the date and there's no lighting, no microphones. It's just this random woman shouting, like, sometimes, like, maybe you're on camera. And Chad Michael Murray was just the worst. I mean, he was like that old high school version of him, like the movies where he was constantly like petty and smirky and like all getting into. I'm like, okay, sir, you had your chance. Mm-hmm. She left. Boom. Stop it.
I think I know what's happening here. We're middle school teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So that entire attitude, it really hits home with us.
It's our day to day.
Yeah.
It's our day to day.
That's why we enjoyed it.
Yeah. I like the snarky.
Yeah.
Like his
sarcasm.
Yeah. And I like the high school sweetheart part, I feel like is a little, I'm always like, all right with that. But I really felt it between them too. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like they had unresolved issues that they needed to, like, and it was just too much for them. Like, they saw each other and it was just, and then, I mean, like at the end, when we find out that he went to go see her at the dorm.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, be still my heart. It was just good. I was like, oh, he
was
tried.
Like, well, then you should have knocked because
she's trying to move
on with her life.
Right.
And you, like, she's trying to move on with her life and you're back here making faces and like ruining her show. Like,
yeah. All I could think of with the Bachelor that she was picked, I'm like, what was wrong with these other girls?
Yeah.
Like, this is what, like, she was like normal, I guess, is what she was picked.
Yeah. Cause if that's who you're picking, what did the rest of them look like?
Train wreck.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I will just not be a fan of any movie that, like, just doesn't even use Jack Turner to his full potential.
Oh, that's an excellent point.
His smile is just $100 just right there. Just his smile. Just, it's amazing. And then they let him use his actual accent and it was wasted. Like, what are you wasting it on having him be the wrong guy?
Yeah.
What is happening?
No, here? That was a good accent.
All of that. And like, he went through all of this, all that show, all of this. And then at the end, he's like, yeah, I know you're not really here for me. Like, what? Oh,
you know what? All of these are excellent points.
They are. I'm sticking with it. I liked it.
I liked it too. Yeah. Yeah.
We did. She makes a good argument.
Just you make an excellent argument. Yes. But yeah, I'm sticking with it.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that they would stay together, Allie and whatever?
Oh, that's a good question.
Brett, which is a...
Brett.
Yeah.
Do you think Allie and Brett would stay together?
I do, because it took so long for them to find each other and they were really not moving on past each other.
Right.
Yeah.
They had... Yeah. There was no, they could not resolve anything.
Yeah.
And so I think that they were just, they were stuck there.
Better or worse.
I don't think her parents would have allowed her to be with anyone else.
Yeah. There was a lot of parental pressure in this.
There really was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That also kind of bothered me too. I'm like, how old is she? And she was like, yeah. I'm getting my own place. Why? Because I'm 30. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen, sister. I have zero faith they would stay together. I think 6 months tops, and then she's like, what was I thinking?
She's there to rebuild the town though.
Yeah,
like she's stuck in that town,
right? She is. Yeah,
so she's just gonna run into him.
Yeah,
they'll probably break up, get back together,
break up, get back together.
Right.
Yeah, joint parenting
more plausible. Okay, I see that. All right. So now I'm, should I say my rating first?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let's start with this so we can raise it up. We'll do a positive sandwich. You know, you guys said something nice. I'll bring in the negative and then you can do a positive note. So I gave it 2 crowns and 0.5 of those crowns are for Jack Turner alone.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I know. But that's as low as I go on this whole season. So
really?
Wow. This is going to be a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Emily.
I was going to say 4.25.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, I really, yeah.
I was going to say 4.
You're going to say 4?
Yeah.
I really like this one.
I did too.
Yeah.
See, I love it. I love that everybody has different, because looking in, you know, we threw this question out on the Hallmarkies podcast Twitter about give us your rankings and everybody had something slightly different and I love it. I absolutely love it. Okay. So the next one is Love on Iceland, which came out January 18th and it stars Caitlin Doubleday, Colin Donnell, and Patty Murin. And it's directed by Claire Niederpruem. Now I feel bad. Sorry. Go ahead and send me a comment at Lisa Faye, CEO on Twitter, and let me know that I'm a ding dong. Okay. The summary is Chloe heads on a spontaneous trip to Iceland with her college friends. She doesn't expect to run into her ex, Charlie, but what starts as begrudgingly spending more time together results in new beginnings for them both. Aww. Okay. So, overall thoughts and go.
I'll let you take this one, Emily.
The scenery was beautiful. Like stunning. it was stunning. Like a tourism video for Iceland.
Yes.
You know, that's, we talked about that on our
drone video for Iceland.
Like that, those ice caves, please.
Oh yeah.
Sister, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that was beautiful. I saw zero chemistry between Chloe and Charlie. I just did not. I liked her. I did not enjoy him for 1 second. Not even a little bit. Nope. I wasn't convinced he was the leading man until halfway through the movie. Yeah. I was like, who's this movie about?
Yeah.
So
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I liked the mystical part of it, like the legends and... I loved Caitlin Doubleday. Yeah. I did. And you're right. I mean, there wasn't, and you convinced me of this because you listened to Lisa and I talk about it. And then you were like, no, that guy. And there wasn't a lot of chemistry there, but I love the scenery and I love the story and I love the epic love stories. That was my favorite.
We did. We love that part of that she came up with that idea for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we also loved how cozy that movie was.
Oh, it was cozy.
It was a very cozy movie.
Yes, it was.
Which is a big deal to us in the cabin. So.
Yeah. I was concerned about that part when they were in those clear bubbles because... You know, it looks charming and it looks very cute and it's very Instagram worthy. But let's be real. Once you get a certain level of sleepy, you don't need everybody looking and seeing what you're doing in there. I was very concerned. I was like, what happens when that sheet just falls and like
Okay, well,
this, I don't know. That's all I could think about was just like,
this was my number one question too. So I went to the website and I did some research, and apparently if you want privacy, if you turn off the light in the bubble, you can see absolutely nothing. I don't believe it, but that's what they claim.
That's a good fact.
I don't think I can relax that way. I was very much like the character of Chloe, very type A. That would not relax me at all to have everything scheduled and have somebody say, just sit back and relax, we'll take care of it. No, this is why I brought a schedule, and that's why it's laminated, and that's why it's in this binder.
Yeah, I appreciate that too. Yes. Yeah, I'm absolutely. Like,
this is my Leslie note binder,
right?
And we're gonna hold it.
I'm feeling that too. Absolutely. Because I feel like that bubble hotel would have been like an anxiety sleep, like a fitful, restless whole time. I'm thinking somebody's polar bears are looking at me.
Well, all I'm thinking is, you know, I mean, I know that I may have a snoring issue and I would attract every bear within the woods.
Are there bears in Iceland?
There would have. I don't know.
No, I don't know. They're not hiding behind trees.
No, they're not.
You would see it and you'd just be trapped in this bubble.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. You know, second chance romances are not my favorite. And so this already had to bring it super like far for me to enjoy it. I thought the story was cute itself, like the actual story. And I loved Caitlin Doubleday. And honestly, I kept seeing, now maybe this is just me reading into it, but I kept thinking that Charlie was actually looking at his real wife the whole time, like sneaking her looks. And I was just like, this just throws me off. Everything about this throws me off. Honestly, I would have rather had more about the relationship with the tour guide.
And Isabella.
Patty Mearon's character.
Yeah.
We love that.
We did. Yeah. I liked her a lot. In this.
And Johan was adorable.
He was adorable. Yeah. You can't beat Caitlin Doubleday, though, with that scarf around her. No, you cannot beat her.
She was really cute.
She was super cute in this.
Yeah. We love the epic love story part of it. When we very first started doing the Cozy Cabin podcast, one of the things we wanted to do was talk about epic love stories. Both of us are so fortunate enough to have met our soulmates. Yeah. And we think that we're both just so interested in that. So we wanted to start that in the summer. Mm-hmm. Epic love stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, see, another scoop, you guys.
Yeah.
Get it all here on the Hallmarks podcast. I did actually really, that's what I'm saying. I liked the story. A lot of the other elements didn't work for me. Like you guys, I didn't see a whole lot of chemistry. I thought it was cute. But again, second chance romance is just, they're not my thing anyways. Mm-hmm. And so it was just kind of a struggle. But I did, you know, podcasters, hello. That was really cool. I liked seeing that.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah.
So, so what would you give what's your crown rating on this one?
I would say like a 2.75 for me.
Wow.
Yeah. I just didn't, I won't watch it again.
Now see, Emily was actually gone. So my wife did this one with me. And so I hadn't heard her rating yet.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I know.
2.75.
Right.
I was going to go with a 3.5, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd love the scenery. Closer. Yeah.
You and I are closer together on this one. I forgot to ask you, do you think they would stay together?
I think that they would attempt to have some kind of, I think he would continue to take photographs. I think he would do his stint as a teacher and then he would get tired of it and he would take photographs and they would do this long distance thing for a while. But eventually I think it would fall
apart. That's what I was going to say. He's going to get a really good job offer coming his way and he's going to be like, hey, Chloe.
This was great.
Yeah.
But
I know I said I'd stay in Chicago and teach, but it's not for me.
Japan's calling.
Yes, exactly. It's really great opportunity.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of waffled back and forth on this one because I could see, like you said on the previous movie where they'd been through so much and maybe they would stick together. But then I also was like, but he has that whole wanderlust thing. I can't see it sticking. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just wrote maybe on my notes.
Well, here's the thing, though. This whole movie is about epic love stories. And I wanted their love story to be so epic that we knew they stayed together.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good point, right. Gina.
And we didn't know
that's
that.
A really good point, yeah. I don't feel that way.
That's a good point. See, you're already changing my mind on things.
she's like convincing. Okay. She's got convincing arguments that Gina does.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so Emily, yours was, what, 2.75?
Yeah.
Okay, and Gina, what was yours? Your crown was
3.5.
Yeah, 3.5. Okay. Yeah.
So I gave it 3, actually.
Oh.
I gave it 3 crowns. It was mostly for the scenery, and I thought Patty Murin was hilarious.
She was. I agree.
She's so fun. Yeah.
I liked him, too. I noticed you're trending upwards. Like, you're trending upwards here.
Moving I am.
Yeah.
I am. And does that make you nervous considering the next one?
Yes, it does. I'm very concerned.
Romance.
Very nervous.
Very nervous right now.
Okay, so before we get into that, I'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsors for today's episode.
It's February and time to check in on those New Year's resolutions. Is 2020 the year you chose to prioritize you and commit to staying on top of your health? Care of can help you achieve those goals. What is Care of? Care of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and supports you long term. The vitamin aisle can be confusing. It's hard to know what you need and where to start, but with Care of's personalized quiz, you can find the vitamins that will support your specific health goals this year. You'll answer some easy questions like, how much sleep do you get? How often do you work out? Do you follow any specialty diets? And based on your answers, Care of will recommend a list of vitamins and supplements specifically for your health needs and goals. When I took the quiz, I focused on sleep quality and energy levels, two areas of my life that I felt needed help. Care of suggested the vitamins based on my answers and goals, all packaged in convenient daily packets that were personalized with my name, which I thought was amazing. But what I really liked was the ability to adjust my packs. I can log in at any time and review my suggestions and change accordingly. And now you can take advantage of a great offer from our friends at Care of. For 50% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code Hallmarkies50. That's takecareof.com and enter Hallmarkies50 for 50% off your first order. Okay, y'all. Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, and there's less than 2 weeks to send your Valentine a one-of-a-kind, memorable, unexpected gift. If you want to wow your Valentine this year, send them bite-sized cupcakes from Baked by Melissa. Y'all, I was lucky enough to receive Baked by Melissa's Valentine's Day assortment last week, and they were gone in 2 days. Everyone in my house loved them. Not to mention the packaging was fantastic. They come in this amazing heavy-duty box that I'm totally reusing, by the way, and the cupcakes themselves were like little works of art. They have a variety of flavors, but for Valentine's Day, you get to choose from white chocolate cookies and cream, red velvet, my favorite, milk chocolate, dulce de leche, y'all, which was to die for with the creamy center in those, and more. Plus, they have vegan and gluten-free options. Baked by Melissa treats are adorable and delicious. They are perfectly bite-sized, so you can have one in every flavor, and you'll want to, and I did. I mean, I legit ordered some that night to send as a thank you gift. That's how good these were. Baked by Melissa offers 1 and 2 day shipping nationwide, but remember, the last day for standard shipping for Valentine's Day is February 12th at 2 p.m. EST. And this Valentine's Day, you can send your loved ones the perfect gift, Baked by Melissa. Go to bakedbymelissa.com and use promo code Hallmarkies to get 15% off your order. Take advantage of this special offer for podcast listeners. That's 15% off at bakedbymelissa.com, promo code Hallmarkies.
And we're back. And yeah, we are going to dive into the amazing, amazing winter romance.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, this came out January 20th on a Monday because they were like, oh, we'll just squeeze this one in, you know, because apparently we can do that. We just don't do it in the fall.
Right.
But they did it here, and it stars Jesse Schramm and Marshall Williams, and it's directed by Jason Bourke. And the summary is, when journalist Julia goes back home to find inspiration, she discovers her childhood friend has built a giant snow maze, which prompts her to find her way to true love. Y'all, when I read this description, I died. I literally died laughing. Okay, so let's start with you guys.
I can't.
I don't even know where to start. I don't either. First of all, it's called Amazing Winter What is it? That's amazing winter romance. Like they're like, okay, it's about a maze. What should we call it? I've got it.
Amazing
winter romance. And everybody in the room clapped. This guy sent him straight to the top.
Yeah, it was a slow clap. Right.
Yeah. They were like, dude, Dave.
Yeah.
Done.
Yes.
Did I tell y'all? Yes. Yes. And everybody just thought it was amazing. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. They thought it was amazing.
They thought it was so amazing. They put it on Monday night.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So is this as positive as it gets? And then it all goes downhill from here?
Yes. Yes.
Pretty much.
Okay.
We had a great time discussing this one.
We did.
This was the most fun I've had in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, where do we begin?
I don't even know where to begin. We're just looking at the entire thing.
Yeah, let me tell you my thing. Okay,
that's good.
Jump in there. Okay. So let me say this movie was bonkers. Okay. The quick intro, usually we get about 10 or 15 minutes of intro and exposition and finding out what the motivations are. And all of a sudden it was like 8 minutes in, and not only did we find out she wasn't inspired, she had to go home and she knew about a snow maze, and then she was in his backyard looking at a snow maze. Oh my gosh, less than 8 minutes in, all of that jam-packed. So it was just like, wow, okay, here we go. And the maze itself and that woman Sky from New York City.
Yes.
So bizarre, but let me tell you something. About 30 minutes in, I legit paused it and said, what the heck? Okay, I'm all in. I'm about to take this ride. I'm about to get on this train and just take this ride. And yes, I'm all in. And y'all, it was so bonkers, but I loved it.
What? Oh. What? Because it was crazy? Is that why you were like, this is like, buckle up? Like, this is going to be a wild ride?
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right.
Because, you know, this movie was goofy.
Yeah.
But I liked it.
Yeah, goofy is a good. We honestly could not get past the daily field trips to the maze.
Right. As teachers were like, no.
No.
Because of the cost alone of a field
would
trip.
Would bankrupt that school.
Right, yes. Yeah. Right.
And they're just going to gym class.
Right.
Just.
Right. So. Well,
and she had she only had like 5 or 6 students. And I'm like, where is this school? Because. Right. I want that classroom size.
Right.
And it was like a couple of them got up and then you saw a couple more.
Mm-hmm.
But the smallest class I ever had back in the day was maybe 28. And I was lucky.
Yeah. My first period is 32 and they would have destroyed that maze in 10 seconds.
Right. They would have brought it down.
Yeah. Brought it down. Yeah.
No need to try to search your way out.
Yeah,
walls are down.
School movies and anything involving sports, I'm super critical of. So I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
We just had, or I'm going to speak personally. I don't want to speak for
Gina.
We
agree. Go ahead.
That it's just like this maze was just like, but why? The whole time I was like, but why? Like, he's just like, he being Marshall Williams, has nothing better to do with his time but to create this maze. In his backyard. Right,
and I can see them gathering all the snow from the city.
Right.
And guys, I have an idea. Right. Can you put this in my backyard?
Right. Because Okay. Everybody's like, what do we do with the snow? We'll never know. Hopefully it gets warm. And he's back in the back with his hand raised. Hey, I have an idea. I'd like to put it in my backyard.
Dump it in my backyard, please.
And just continue building walls.
They're like, every year he asks us, want this here finally.
Right. That's
please,
right.
Mess with it.
Give him the
just
snow.
Let him do it so he stops asking. And then I'm not convinced he knew he was in a love triangle until about 10 minutes before the movie was over.
Yeah, no, he did not know.
When Sky reached over and tried to touch his hand, and he was like, oh, he recoiled in horror. Yeah. Right?
He's like, oh.
And it was so.
Yeah.
He was so horrible that it actually, she immediately stood up and went back to New York City.
Right back to New York. She didn't pack up her apartment. Straight back.
Just left.
And then.
Well, it's funny. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. And then what's our girl's name? Jessie Scram.
Yeah.
Julia. Julia gets so much writer's block because Sky takes the one idea that can be said about a maze. It's the one amazing pun that it's amazing that she has total writer's block then.
Yeah.
Like she can't do it.
Yeah.
She's stuck.
Well,
yeah.
Right. Seems legit.
Okay. And then, yeah. So Skye's the nemesis because she's got the one idea.
One, yeah.
And she's got a crush on her best friend.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right. I appreciate all the lights they put up in the maze.
Yeah.
The one tote that decorated the entire maze.
Right.
I did write that in my notes. And I'm like, that small plastic tote full of lights is not going to cover that whole maze.
No.
And then they acted like they covered the whole maze, and they didn't. They just did the outside.
But they show it, the aerial is just like, yeah, gross.
Right. And then can we talk about the dog that was just like this dog that was constantly running on the screen and off the screen, not socializing, yeah, with any people.
No, and they could have really used that to their advantage because that dog was gorgeous.
And then Julia freaked out because she was so concerned about the dog getting lost in the maze.
Well, she was also supposed to watch the cafe. And then she ran out. And I'm like, who's watching the cafe? The dog will come back.
Yes.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the cash register's gone.
Right. Right. But don't worry, she followed the dog out of the maze.
She did.
So everything's okay.
Yeah.
But see, y'all, this is why I liked it though, because it was so crazy pants. And this place is real. So I thought it was a fun way to like bring it into a movie, even though it didn't make any sense. I kind of felt like it was a combo of two things. One, it was Field of Dreams, but with snow, you know, and of course they made that reference in the movie, which made me laugh. But then, I don't know if you've ever seen Family Stone, when there's a part when she talks about this guy who had a hole in his heart and he had to build the big, I forget what it's called, statue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made me think. I was like, this guy has a hole in his heart and he built a snow mace because this is what he needs to do in his backyard.
No, I think that like Hallmark was like, we got to think of some winter movies. And they went to the Google.
Yeah.
And they typed in winter activities. And this mace popped up and they said, this just wrote itself.
Yep.
Like
Amy's
in Canada.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Because everything has to be filmed in Canada.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. We're like, done.
Yep.
This makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was bizarro, but I will say that I did enjoy the actual relationship between Julia and Marshall Williams' character. I can never remember their names. I feel bad.
Julia and Nate,
I can never remember a character. Do what?
Julia and Nate. Yeah.
Nate.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
I should probably take better notes. I don't know, because I've had, you know, guy friends like that where it was just so much fun. And I really liked the relationship. And I thought they actually, especially on Jesse Schramm's part, elevated the material more. And I don't know, I liked her relationship with her dad and her parents in general. But I liked it with her dad. I liked her dad giving him, you know, a little crap about taking out the snow machine. And he was like, hey, and they just like kids got caught and ran out. I don't know. I just thought it was cute. And all the other stuff was, like I said, crazy pants. But after about 30 minutes, I was just like, whatever you're doing, I'm in.
We both kind of thought that their relationship was definitely a friendship, but it was more brother sister. So they would have,
yeah,
they would have been great friends forever, and
right,
they would have married other people and they would have been friends for a long time. And we both actually thought too, that her parents were a little young for her.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like really young for her.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of
like, if this was Lifetime, her and her dad would be a couple.
Exactly. Yes.
Not her actual, you know, not like the dad character.
Right.
I'm just saying like the ages.
The age gap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So do you think, now that you've said they're brother and sister, do you think they would stay together?
No, I don't. Well,
I kind of feel like they would, because they're perfect for each other.
I do, and I don't think Nate would bother looking for anyone else.
Mm.
I think he would just be like, oh, okay, this works.
She's going to come back to this town and help him build the maze every winter.
Right.
So just switch between corn and snow just the entire year. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah. Yep. I just love that they not once, not twice, I think they said it three times about how the whole township didn't smooth out the walls. They were very excited about those walls being very smooth.
Well, they were smooth. Yeah. I will give them that.
Yeah. They were very smooth. Well, until Sky took the nails to it.
Yeah. Right. She was driving them in there.
Yeah. Okay, so what is your crown rating for this one?
I'm stretching to give it a 1.
Yeah. I would have said like a 1.5.
Oh, look at you being generous. Yeah,
you know how I roll.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe this is a little surprising that I threw it out at a 3.25.
Whoa. Wow. Yeah.
It's on par with Winter and Vale for me.
Oh.
I give them both the same score.
I'm glad I'm sitting down.
I know, me too. I mean, I will admit, like, this... I was pumped to talk about this one. Like, I was all on board. I was like, this is insanity.
Yeah.
But, like, we just kept talking about, like, I don't understand how this one got made.
We don't either.
Like, yeah.
It's like zero budget for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
There was no budget for hair. No budget for makeup.
We were trying to figure out where the budgets went, but then we realized Vail in Iceland.
Right.
Right. And, you know, and I feel like even on the promo shots, they did Jessie Schramm wrong because she is super cute.
Yes.
Yes.
And all of her promo shots were terrible. And I'm like, why are you doing her like this?
Yeah.
Right. No makeup.
She's the cutest.
Yeah. No wardrobe. Not. I mean, it was bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. I mean, he's like an Abercrombie. He was an Abercrombie model, that Marshall Williams. And he looked like a 12-year-old boy the entire movie.
Yeah. Yeah. He did. Surprised he wasn't wearing a snowsuit at some point.
Yeah. All right. Well, at least it's over.
I mean, I might watch it again.
Oh, what?
I really might. Like, I'm like, this is
so... You are not going to watch that again.
I'm not going to watch it again.
I know you're not.
But maybe.
Okay. So the last one is Hearts of Winter, which came out January 25th, and it stars Jill Wagner, Victor Webster, and Rukia Bernard, and it's directed by Alan Harmon. And the summary is, an interior designer brings new life to the house of a widower and his daughter and finds love in the process. So, Hearts of Winter, your overall...
I do want to say one thing that we're going to start a personal campaign to get Rukia Bernard her own movie.
She needs a headline.
Thank you.
Yes. We
that
love her.
That was my only note. Mm-hmm. Give her a lead movie.
She is amazing. And she's been in so many movies.
They always cast her as like the sage of Hallmark.
Uh-huh.
She just needs, let her headline.
Right.
She's amazing. Yeah.
She's obviously going to shine.
Yeah,
I mean,
she really
incredible.
Is. Every time she's on screen, she's taking it.
Yeah.
You know, like she's good. We love her.
But it's also, we should note that Jill Wagner is one of our favorites as well.
Okay.
She's one of Gina's fave five.
And I've drug you along.
Yes, I do enjoy her now. Yeah. I do. I was kind of like, okay, but now I'm like, Jill Wagner, I'm here for.
So yeah, Jill, you know, like our top is Candace Cameron Bure, of course, Lacey Chabert, and Jill Wagner.
Yeah.
So those are our big ones.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. As soon as I saw it was her, I was like, yes.
Right.
Yes, I will take this. Whatever she's serving, I will take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do my one kind of holdback was the fact that she was a designer again. Because we just saw her as an interior designer in the Christmas movie. And it had the same kind of theme, the same, you know, so that was the only thing I didn't like. I thought it was a good story. I thought that the grief that Victor Webster's character was holding was really palpable.
Yeah.
That was hard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and there were some issues I had with that. But I mean, overall, I liked it.
Yeah. That was like the one. I mean, like it was his grief was very intense for me.
Yes.
And that was, I almost felt like this was like a movies and mysteries one.
Yeah.
More than like the main channel.
Yeah.
Because it was just, that was hard for me to, I don't know if I'll watch this one again because it was so hard to watch.
It was hard. Yeah. Yes.
I was a little kind of offended about Rukia Bernard, not like Beth or Jill Wagner's character being an interior designer because Rukia really is an interior designer.
Yeah.
But like that's a slap in the face for her. Because she is like, that's one more reason she should have been leaving this one.
Yeah,
although, love Jill Wagner. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
And we really liked the daughter on this one,
we
too.
Did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was dynamite.
Yeah, she was really good.
I liked her. She is kind of the same age as, well, the character. I don't know how old she is in real life. It's kind of the same age as my own kids. And, man, they would do the exact same things to me, too. And
yeah.
just throw it out at me, the truth, and be like, boom,
yeah.
there you go, lady. Oh, okay. Hit me with some truth bombs at your age. Yeah. You know, I love Victor Webster. I love him.
Yes.
And true love lasts a lifetime. And he's the best. And so when I, like you guys, when I saw he was in this movie, I was like in. And I love Joel Wagner. And I honestly didn't know that Rakia Bernard was going to be in this until later. And so it was like a bonus. And I was super excited. But I love enemies to lovers. I love the whole, like, we hate each other at the beginning and at the end, we're super in love. I love all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really dug... it's not a whole thing, but I called it the Notting Hill surprise ending, you know, at the end of Notting Hill when he's, spoiler alert for any of y'all that haven't seen a movie that came out like a million years ago.
Right.
When he shows up at the press conference and asks the question. I
yep.
love that he
yeah.
did that there. It was so cute. I shouted at my TV, shut up. I love that moment. And I really liked this one. I actually liked the little darker tone, even though maybe there's some funny, you know, moments in it. And I like that, you know, even though she was on a job, a lot of these times, like when it's, you know, plan this or save this or whatever, you know, we see the main characters together, but it's in a business function, you mm-hmm. know, a business setting. And even though they were working together, the fact that they went out on all these like furniture buying excursions and mm-hmm. doing something like that, it felt like little dates.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like little get to know yous, and I don't know, I liked it. This was my favorite of the five, I will say that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did. I like their little pillow fight and their all of that was very cute. I thought they had great chemistry.
Yeah, they did.
It was just really, really hard for me. Like at the very end when, you know, when the bowl was broken
yeah.
and all of that happened. Oh. I mean, they waited to the end to have all of that happen so quickly. And then for yeah. her to cover for the daughter. And then it was just really intense. And I mean, that was movies and mysteries right there.
Right. We talked about this one on our podcast. Like, I remember looking at the time and I was like, ooh, we still got 15 minutes left. And everything's going real well.
Yeah.
And then she said, yeah. let me cook. And I was like, oh, I know where this is
going.
I know where this is going to happen.
We both said, order yeah. the pizza, yeah. order the pizza.
Yeah.
We don't need to do tacos. I know it's Tuesday, but that's okay. Yeah.
I mean, you just knew, first of all, when they even showed that bowl and that you knew it was going to break. And
yeah.
I was just bracing myself for it. And I still gasped
yeah.
audibly.
Mm-hmm.
We knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I still...
Yeah, I think I let out a really big, oh, come on.
Yeah. This scene where, and I mispronounce her name, Rakia. How do you
Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
No, I said
Rakia. I have a girl in my third period whose name is Rakia, and that's how you say it. So
when
I don't know.
When she has a scene with Joel Wagner and she, you know, Joel Wagner comes in and she's like, you know, what if he's not over his wife? And she says, that the wife was taken too soon and that he'll never be over her. Like, and that was what makes
yeah.
him a good man.
Right.
I was like, that was just such a good explanation. I was like, that was really well written.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was struggling with that as a viewer. I'm
right.
like, I don't feel like we should do this.
Exactly.
I felt uncomfortable. And then Rakia Bernard Emerson.
She stepped right in.
She
cleared it all up.
She took care of it.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. So that was good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so do you think that they will stay together?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, my thing is, like, if they do just, like, keep going, they're mm-hmm. going to stay together.
Yeah.
If nothing else, because of that daughter.
Oh,
right?
Agreed.
Yes, yeah.
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 But I think that they would stay together, and I think that Joel Wagner would definitely honor his late wife, and
mm-hmm.
I think I solely see them. Our biggest question was, though, which house were they going to live in?
Right, yes.
Because they were both gorgeous.
We were concerned.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd probably say go where the kid is already at.
Good point.
Yeah.
It's true.
I fully see them staying together. That character, Grant, seems like the kind of person that once they commit, they fully commit, obviously, because he was in mourning for his, you know, late wife. And he just seems like he would go all in, and, you know, and she just seemed, her character seemed very genuine. And yeah, I could see that this being the, this is the epic love story that we would want in the Iceland.
Yeah. Oh, good point.
That's a good point.
They would have been great characters in Iceland.
They would have.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have been in Iceland.
No, yeah. They wouldn't have been, but yeah.
Nope.
Okay. So did you keep track of your crown ratings? So
I did.
That way you can give your overall rankings.
Oh,
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Well, I thought you did too.
No, I didn't.
Up here.
Okay.
In her brain. Yeah.
Okay. Did we give Hearts of Winter a rating?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think we did.
Yeah. Sorry. You're right. Look at you. See? Ooh, this is why we need teachers on every podcast. Focus.
Keep it
focus. Focus. Get it together.
Yeah.
All right. So what is your crown rating for Hearts of Winter?
Oh, 4.75.
That's what you, wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's because Jill Wagner. You're going to be mad.
No.
I said 3.0.
It was the grief.
It was the grief. I just have such a hard time with, this is when we decided to start doing our podcast, The Cozy Cabin. I am looking for relief from the everyday stress.
Yes, I agree.
Like, because you know, we work in a middle school. I just read the other day, 96% of middle school teachers are under a great amount of stress. I'm like, make it 97%. Like, because that's 100%. And so, like, I'm the kind of person who stays away from movies and mysteries.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even venture to Lifetime that much because I can't handle the heavy.
Yeah.
So it's just,
that's
a personal.
That's totally why we started The Cabin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's totally, I can totally see that. I gave it 4.5. This was my favorite of the five.
Oh, good.
She's a Joel Wagner fan too.
Yeah.
So what did you give it, Gina?
4.75, and it was Joe Wagner.
That's right.
Actually, it was partly Joe Wagner, but it was Rekha Bernard.
Yeah.
I love her so much.
Love her so much. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need that one Winter Weekend trilogy to go ahead and let us have the Sean and...
Yes!
That relationship be the forefront. We can see them get married the first 10 minutes, and then I need you to kick over to
exactly
Sean. And again, I can't with the character names, their relationship. Give me 10 minutes of the first team, then kick them out.
Move it on.
Let me see the other two.
Right.
Please and thank you.
They were adorable in those movies.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. That's my dream for next Winterfest. So Hallmark, not that you're listening, but if you are, let's make that happen. Okay, great.
Thanks. We are firm believers that they are listening and that they are taking note.
Yeah,
right. We've got some evidence.
Yeah,
yeah. So go ahead and put it out there. They'll listen.
That's right. We'll just keep mentioning it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you, Emily? Can you give me your overall rankings? Let's do.
Yeah.
Favorite to least favorite.
Favorite to least favorite. Okay. Oh. So my number one was Winter and Veil. Can't I always. Lacey Chabert. Number two for me was Love in Winterland. I think we all were disagreeing on that one. Number three, Hearts of Winter. Number four, Love on Iceland. And number five, Amazing Winter Romance.
Did you say number 10?
Yes. Number 327, Amazing Winter Romance. That's my listing.
Yeah. Good. I like that. All right.
Gina, do you know yours? Did you keep track? Or?
I think my first one is Winter and Veil. It has to be. Second one is Hearts of Winter. And then Love on Iceland, Love in Winterland. And then I can't even mention the last one.
I think you heard her.
Poor snow maze.
Storm snow maze.
Okay, so mine ended up being, they tallied out to Hearts of Winter, Winter and Veil, even though it was a tie with Amazing Winter Romance, but I gave Winter and Veil the lead because, hello, it's Lacey Chabert.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, so Amazing Winter Romance was 3, Love in Iceland was 4, and Love in Winterland was 5 for me.
Oh, I really like that. Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah.
All right. So if you don't mind, I'm going to read a couple of a few ratings that were given to us from some of our followers on Twitter. And we have Erin, which is Talk TV with Erin. She said number one was easy for me, hands down, Winter and Veil. Number two, the rest are close because she likes them all. So Love in Winterland, Hearts of Winter, Amazing Winter Romance, and Love on Iceland. And Caroline, Mina Caroline R, said number one was Love on Iceland, number two, Winter in Vale, number three, Hearts of Winter, number four, Amazing Winter Romance, and number five, Love in Winterland.
Wow.
Nydia Raquel 25 had the exact same list. She said, exact same list. She said, I love Lacey and Tyler, but Charlie and Chloe won me over. And Scott, and Caroline and Anne are, you know, co-hosts of the podcast, so mm-hmm. we love their contributions. Anne said, number one, Winter in Vale. Number two, Hearts of Winter. Number three, Love in Iceland. Number four, Love in Winterland. And she gave number five, Amazing Winter Romance.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, she's our girl.
Yeah.
She's with this team.
One of our favorite friends of the pod, Scott, he's Waiting Pumpkin, and he gave number one, Hearts of Winter, number two, Winter in Vale, number three, Love on Iceland, number four, Amazing Winter Romance, and number five, Love in Winterland.
Damn.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. Rachel, our fearless leader, she just wrote good, Winter in Vale, terrible, Love in Winterland, Amazing Winter Romance. So that's when she stopped because she's in Sundance. So we have to cut her some slack because she's taking in a million movies a day.
Yeah. I bet. Yeah. Man, Love in Winterland got beat up.
Yeah, it did.
Did I watch the same movie as everybody else? I don't know.
We just in a really good mood. We might have been. We could have been.
We like Chad Michael Murray.
We do. Yeah.
We give him a pass.
Yeah. See, and I think I bypassed him age-wise because when he became popular, I was already beyond a lot of those shows and movies.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you know, I didn't really pay attention because I was already too old for it. So I think we were too, though.
Yeah. He's like 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, but like his shows came out in like the early aughts then I was already.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch him either. No, that's why I'm saying like I like him in spite of. Like
in spite of what he did,
right? Because I never watched it. It always seemed like little kid stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. And I'm like, I'll allow this on the Hallmark Channel. Enjoy him.
Okay, I have a couple more. If I could just read them out real quick, we have Lori and Marie. She has number one, Love on Iceland. Number two, Winter in Vale. Number three, Hearts of Winter. Number four, Love in Winterland. And number five, Amazing Winter Romance.
All right,
there you go.
Team
Bethy Marie 88, Hearts of Winter, Love in Winterland. There you go, number two, Love in Winterland.
Woo.
Number three, Winter in Vale. Number four, Love in Iceland. Number five, Amazing Winter Romance. Michelle Benson, Michelle B 822. She's actually been on the podcast. She said Winter in Vale was wonderful in every way. Love in Iceland, she said she liked it, but she thought there were too many characters. Agreed. Amazing Winter Romance, she said, love the two leads. They made it watchable, but weak plot. And number four, she said, Love in Winterland. I couldn't suspend my disbelief with the plot. Cringy. Oh, I know. It's terrible. And then, not that her opinion was terrible, just like, oh.
Right.
And then, let's see. The last one we got here is Wesley Eversole. He says he did reverse order. Okay, well, number five is Love in Winterland. Number four, Winter in Vale. Number two, Amazing Winter Romance. Number three, Amazing Winter Romance. Number two, Love on Iceland. And number one, Hearts of Winter. And you guys, we did it.
Yay!
Oh, man.
That was a wild ride.
Yeah, it was.
We did it. Can't believe it.
Yeah, crazy.
We survived.
Made it through Winterfest.
We did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now we get to gear up for Valentine's.
We're ready.
We're ready, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I like that first one coming up. Her name's Joy.
Yes, yeah. And Joy Lenz.
Luke McFarlane.
Yeah.
Luke McFarlane. I mean, just dreamy.
Yeah.
Just the both of them.
They really
just
are.
We're still, our heart is in Christmas year round.
Yeah.
So we're still looking, and we're still going to do the Friday night movie. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, speaking of your podcast, where can people find you guys online?
We are at cozycabinpodcast.com. And that'd probably be the best place to find us.
Mm-hmm. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. We're findable on there.
Yeah.
And then we have a Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram as well. On Twitter, we are at
Podcast Cozy,
which is, yes.
Yeah.
We're very prolific on Twitter, thanks to Gina.
We're also pretty sound on Facebook. Thanks
we're
to
okay.
You.
Yeah, we're okay.
Pretty good.
We're okay. We do okay there.
Yeah. Yeah. We like to do little recipes too. So
yeah.
We always have a drink and a snack.
Oh, nice.
It's probably like 80% Hallmark, 20% our lives.
Yeah.
Being us.
Which is the best way.
Yeah.
Just surviving as moms and middle school teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the way it's got to go. We need some sort of distraction. Well, that's great, you guys. I will leave all that in the description.
Great. Thank you so much.
Can follow the Cozy Cabin and get on board with what they're doing over there and get your cozy on. you can find me online on Twitter and Instagram at Lisa Faye Co. That's Lisa Faye Co. And of course, you can follow the pod on Twitter at Hallmarkies Pod, on Instagram at Hallmarkies Podcast. And you can pick up the pod anywhere you get your podcasts. Mm-hmm. And if you would like to support us even more, you can join our Patreon group, which for as little as $2 a month, you can have access to all kinds of bonus content and contests and all that fun. So, ladies, thank you so much for joining me. This has been a blast. I really appreciate it. And yeah, I hope to have you guys on again soon. This was great fun.
We really appreciate this. Like, this
thanks for having us.
We've been telling everyone we know. We're like, I don't know if you know this, but we're kind of a big deal. Hallmarkies is having us on. So just get ready to deal with our fame.
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
We started wearing sunglasses to work.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, this has been awesome. Thank you so much. And I hope you have a wonderful night.
Thanks, you too.
You too.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.